music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Multiple sources tell ABC that today is the day President Trump is expected to sign an executive order eliminating the Department of Education. Critical services and programs will go to other agencies. The first day of spring arriving with plenty of non-very spring-like weather.
In Lincoln, Nebraska, highways littered with cars and big rigs in a blizzard on the last night of winter. Similar scenes in Minnesota, Kansas, and Iowa. And in Utah's Cottonwood Canyon, multiple cars buried in an avalanche. That snow came from the same system now moving east. Hundreds of thousands of people nationwide are without power. The Midwest, the hardest hit. Over 200,000 electric customers in the dark.
That's ABC's Alex Stone. The Israeli military says it'll no longer allow Palestinians to enter northern Gaza from the south. A blockade that had been in place early in the Israel-Hamas war has been reestablished. Airstrikes over the Gaza Strip continued overnight. This is ABC News. The Pentagon may be given more power to patrol the southern border, sources tell ABC News. Plans are being evaluated that would have the military in charge of a buffer zone between the U.S. and Mexico. Whole lot of Americans spending a whole lot of time in line at the DMV. ABC's Andrew Dimbert with more.
DMVs around the country are packed as people line up for hours to get their real ID. In Illinois, a frenzy of applications. The demand prompting the state to open a Real ID super center. In Florida, officials say people are booking multiple appointments at the DMV only to turn around and sell the appointment times for up to $250 each. Local officials now trying to make appointment scalping illegal. If you are able to get an appointment for your Real ID, be sure to bring the right documents. Requirements vary by state.
Real ID or a passport will be required for travel after May 7th. March Madness shifting into high gear today. 16 games are scheduled. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
It's the spring favorite sale at Macy's, which means it's the best time to shop for all the new looks you love, like bold floral dresses for $150 and under, and 50 to 75% off lightweight suits for any occasion, plus 30% off denim handbags that bring the whole look together. So come into Macy's and find a few of your favorites for spring, or maybe even more than a few, only through Sunday. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to Staples.
I hear Staples prints it all for any business.
You bet, and we'll beat any print quote.
So if I had a pizza place...
Staples can print signs, menus, pizza boxes.
A landscaping business?
Oh, we can print yard signs, t-shirts, brochures.
How about a pizza slash landscaping business? I'll call it Dough and Mow.
I like it.
Right now at Staples, get up to $250 off your print purchase. Ends 4-5, exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details. Price match guarantee valid in-store and staples.com/print. Visit staples.com/price match for details.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. The Joint Finance Committee announces public hearings for the next state budget. Lawmakers on the budget panel will travel around the state to gather input on how the state should spend its money. Public hearings during April are scheduled for Kaukauna, West Allis, Hayward, and Wausau. The State Assembly takes up several bills related to transgender issues today. One of the measures authored by Oconomowoc Republican Representative Barb Dietrich would require school district policies stating that parents determine names and pronouns of students to be used by school staff. And a special camp designed for veterans and their families to unwind is turning 100 years old this year. Camp American Legion in Lake Tomahawk is planning a big celebration for the anniversary that includes a special blessing from the Lac du Flambeau tribe. The celebration will be the morning of Saturday, June 14th, and it's open to the public. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Feeling the aches and pains of everyday life slowing you down? Introducing Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula for pain relief. In a recent clinical trial, 91% of users saw improvement after using Blue Emu. Whether you're working hard, playing harder, or just staying active, Blue Emu penetrates deep to relieve joint and muscle pain fast. And best of all, you won't stink. Join the 91% who felt the difference. Find Blue Emu at your local retailer or online. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink.
At Advent Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope and let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life, and never ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
When it comes to great deals on tax prep, Jackson Hewitt isn't holding back, and neither is this commercial. Their offer is so big, it has to be said with Reverb. Expert tax prep for $149 or less. It's a deal so spectacular, it needs a symphony, some explosions, and a clock ticking, because this offer,
$149 or less,
ends soon. One expert tax prep for $149 or less? Try Jackson Hewitt today and save. Whew. Limited time offer for new clients on federal returns. Participating locations only. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com/149.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest. The last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the low 40s for a high this afternoon with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, breezy, partly cloudy, 30. Tomorrow, a few sprinkles, mostly cloudy, a little breezy, but warmer. Our high tomorrow in the low 50s. If you're grilling or dipping, you need Grandpa's barbecue sauce. This stuff's amazing, sweet, savory, with a hint of smoke. Get some today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Kiss a single life goodbye. Let's go to Vegas. Kiss a single life goodbye.
We got winners, we got losers, chain smokers and boozers, and we got yuppies, we got bikers, we've got thirsty hitchhikers, and the girls next door dress up like movie stars. We got cowboys, we got truckers, broken-hearted fools and suckers, and we got hustlers, we got fighters, early birds and all-nighters, and the veterans talk about their battle scars. I love this bar. I love this bar. It's my kind of place. Just walking through the front door puts a big smile on my face. It ain't too far. Come as you are. I've seen short skirts, we've got high techs, blue-collared boys and rednecks, and we got lovers, lots of lookers, and I've even seen dancing girls and hookers, and we like to drink our beer from a mason jar. Bar. It's my kind of place. Just trolling around the dance floor. Put some big smile on my face. No cover charge. Come as you
station so good, you'll want to set two presets.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
We call them cool, those hearts that have no scars to show. The ones that never do let go and risk the tables being turned. We call them fools who have to dance within the flame, who chance the sorrow and the shame that always comes with getting burned. But you got to be tough when consumed by desire, 'cause it's not enough just to stand outside the fire. We call them strong, those who can face this world alone, who seem to get by on their own, those who will never take the fall. We call them weak, who are unable to resist. The slightest chance love might exist, and for that forsake it all. They're so hell-bent on giving, walking a wire, convinced it's not living if you stand outside the fire. Standing outside the fire, standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire. There's this love that is burning deep in my soul, constantly yearning to get out of control, wanting to fly higher and higher. I can't abide standing outside the fire. 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 Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Garth Brooks standing outside the fire here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Thursday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 20s across the region today. Sunshine's expected, and we even see a bit of a warming trend on the way. We have our ag weather forecast this hour. Also this hour, we'll talk with Lydia Underdahl with the BNSF. And we're going to talk with Lydia. We had a chance to chat with her during the Alsivia ribbon cutting ceremony for the new Hager City grain terminal. So we're going to find out how this is going to affect the railroad and how the railroad will work with the grain terminal as well. That coming up this hour in our Newsmaker segment. On our way to Madison this morning for the WIAA Boys State Basketball Tournament. And we'll have coverage of the Division III state semifinal as Elk Mound, the boys this time, they're at the state tournament and they'll be facing Freedom in that state semifinal. We'll have coverage of that game starting at 1:10 this afternoon with the pregame and tip-off at about 1:35 from the Kohl Center in Madison. Good luck to the Mounders in today's game. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Alsivia Co-op.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA. It is National Ag Week, and I'm with a very special guest, Chloe Baumgartner, who is president of Pennsylvania FFA. Great to be with you today, Chloe.
Yes, thank you. Good morning, John.
Hey, National Ag Week is a special week for you, right?
Absolutely. It always has been and always will be.
Tell us about ag in Pennsylvania.
Yes, so ag in Pennsylvania, there are thousands of jobs. Our number one industry is mushrooms, actually. So down in Chester County, a little bit southeast of us, they are huge mushroom producers all over the state, actually, as well. And then we follow with dairy industry and all of the livestock industries, really. If you find your passion in agriculture, there's a place for you in Pennsylvania.
And you're a little bit busy with lots of things going on, both with your FFA presidents and also other things are going on in your life.
Absolutely. So I travel the state as the FFA president. but it's also gearing up for the Lebanon Area Fair coming up. So today, this afternoon, I'm going to pick up my market lambs, and then next week I'm going to pick up some market hogs. So busy times.
Busy, busy. So what's National Ag Week like for the president of Pennsylvania FFA?
Well, John, it's another week for us, but it's a special week because we get to travel, and apart from the FFA and what we do at our family farms, we get to celebrate this industry that has shaped my life, has shaped the lives of others around me. So we really celebrate it with our FFA members, but also industry professionals as we attend events like today.
Talk to us a little bit about dairy, because I know that's near and dear to your heart.
Absolutely. So the dairy industry is in my life and my family's life. We grew up showing dairy cows before I got involved in livestock. I work on dairy farms, and it's just really shaped me into who I am today. And I give all of my gratitude towards dairy farmers because they work 365 days a year. They're up, you know, calving cows in the middle of the night. They're up at 3 a.m. They're up at midnight to milk the cows. So the dairy industry is very prevalent here in Pennsylvania, and we can't appreciate it more.
That's very well said. And along with that really hard work comes a little bit of fun with that showing of animals, and you enjoy that.
Absolutely. I enjoy showing at the Lebanon Fair as well as other local county fairs and national and state levels.
So, Chloe, this is National Ag Week. What's going to happen next week for you? Because you always have a jam-packed schedule.
Always. So, actually, we're gearing up for our state legislative leadership conference, which starts on Sunday and ends on Tuesday with a legislative breakfast in Harrisburg.
And how many FFA folks will take part in that?
About 600 FFA members and guests.
Fantastic. And what's the message you'll bring to those legislators?
Absolutely. I just think the message we're going to give to them is to support agriculture, whether that's supporting FFA chapters or at the state level. Just get your hands involved and try to get networking from the farmers. You know, get what the farmers are saying. Go to the farm, see what the issues in agriculture are so that you can support them at the state and national level.
So to back up a little bit, you're at the sort of the pinnacle of your FFA career. It wasn't always this way. Tell us who got you involved in FFA or that person who really mentored you.
My family is who the mentors are. I come from a large family. I have 8 siblings, so obviously everyone knew I was going to join FFA. But when I got into FFA, it was the people I met, the networking, and the people I connected with. And my older siblings helped me a lot with that, Crystal and Christian. Crystal was the state president last year for FFA as well. So we kind of all fell into our places by working together as a family. And then outside of that, I've had ag teachers who have mentored me as well.
And can you name any of those ag teachers and what they did for you?
Absolutely. So Jessica Marion, she used to be an ag teacher at Northern Lebanon and then recently moved out to Penns Manor. She pushed me a lot when it came to public speaking and looking for different topics.
So you can speak now, but that wasn't always the case, and you've really perfected it, sort of.
Yes. As a freshman, I did the Creed speaking contest before COVID, and the person I've become and the public speaker I've become since then is remarkable.
If a young FFA student hears you and you want to give them a message and they're not sure, do I need to do all this work and it's really hard and you got to practice and you got to do this, what would you say to that person?
I would say to get involved, take every single opportunity, because the opportunities we have are each a puzzle piece into creating the picture of the journey that we have in FFA.
That's really nice. I appreciate that. So FFA is a complement to your academic studies as well, right?
Correct, yes. It's an intracurricular, intramural in public and high schools, and so you can take it as classes and sometimes even get them counted as science classes.
That's great. And of course, you do have a convention coming up, which will be a memorable convention because you'll be turning over your reign to the next president.
Correct. Yeah, in about 3 months, we're going to give up our reins and our titles and move on to the next team, but we'll continue advocating for agriculture for the rest of our lives.
Chloe Baumgartner, president of Pennsylvania FFA, thanks for being with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you, John.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA.
Is that a new Samsung Galaxy A15 5G?
Yeah, I got it for free when I joined Cricket Nation.
Sounds pretty great.
At Cricket, anyone can get a new phone when they switch.
Whoa.
With a high-quality camera, meaning more flattering selfies for all. And super-fast 5G, so you can post them for all to see. Your friends, your family, your ex. Free phone! Free phone!
Okay, I'll switch.
Welcome to Cricket Nation.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Must bring your number to Cricket on a $60 a month voice plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818.
That's 800-215-6818.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Well, I caught my wife with another man, and it cost me 99. On a prison farm in Georgia, close to the Florida line. Well, I've been here for 2 long years. I finally made the warden my friend. And so he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking care of old Red. Now, old Red, he's the damnedest dog that I've ever seen. Got a nose that can smell a 2-day trail. He's a 4-legged tracking machine. You can consider yourself mighty lucky to get past the gators and the quicksand beds. But all these years that I've been here, ain't nobody got past Red. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning crown. Well, I paid off the guard and I slipped out a letter to my cousin up in Tennessee. On he brought down a blue tick hound. She was pretty as she could be. Well, they pinned her up in the swampland, about a mile just south of the gate. And I'd take old Red for his evening run. I'd just drop him off and wait. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning come. Now old Red got real used to seeing his lady every night. And so I kept him away for 3 or 4 days and waited till the time got right. Well, I made my run with the evening sun and I smiled when I heard him turn red out. As I was headed north to Tennessee and old Red was headed south. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have you treat for the morning come. Now there's red-haired blue ticks all in the south. Love got me in here and love got me out.
Someday I'd say goodbye to you. Cause one right can still make two wrong. Not for each other, not from the start. The difference was day and night. My finest hour spent here with you in the dark was just before I saw the light. People who want love, the people who need love, find love on the way. I'll be looking for someone till I find the right one, and I won't be
walking away. Place it could be, so I'm looking ahead. I've stopped looking behind for someone who's looking for me. It's the people who want love and the people who need love. Find love on the way. I'll be looking for someone till I find the right one, and I won't be away. I'll be looking for someone till I find the right one, then I won't be walking away.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Clint Black and Walking Away here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Thursday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, 28 in downtown Durant. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, only the April contract is traded. April up 13 to 17.19, May at 17.26, June 17.28, July 17.81. Cheese markets yesterday were mixed. Barrels down a half to 156.5. 40-pound blocks up 3 to 160.5. One trade a barrel, 7 trade of block on the day. Cash butter steady at 229.5, no trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 115.5, no trades. Dry weigh up 1 to 47 and 1 trade on the day. Cattle futures today are called higher, while hogs are also called higher. Now, cattle futures moved sharply higher yesterday as the cattle markets had that $6 jump in some of the cutouts, and that helped to really support live and feeder cattle markets as well. Meanwhile, hog markets were mostly lower. Again, their inability to break through some of the resistance levels continued to pressure the markets. But it looks like they are going to try to move higher here later today, if anything, on some short covering after the losses after the last few days. April live cattle opens today at 206.82, June 202.85, August at 200.07. March feeder cattle open at 286.82, April 286.72, May 287.50. April hogs open at 85.57, May 88.70, June at 96.50. Chicago Board of Trade this morning. Corn markets are slightly higher. Soybeans moving lower. Wheat markets also moving mostly mixed today. Now, grain markets continues to find some support, at least on the corn markets, but the wheat markets are continuing to correct as well. Soybeans, again, they're watching the harvest in South America. That is also continuing, and that is also helping to pressure the markets. May corn this morning up a half to 462.5. July up 1 to 470.25. September and December both up a quarter. September at 445.5. December 451.75. May beans down 4 to 1004.25. July and August both down 4.25 at 1017.25 for July. August at 1013.75. November also now down 4.25 to 1005.75. May soybean meal steady this morning at 297.70. May soybean oil, though, down 34 cents to 42.02. Chicago wheat, May and July, both down 4.25. May at 559.25. July, 575.75. Meanwhile, Minneapolis wheat, May down 1.25 to 610.5. July down a half at 627. Energy markets this morning, April crude oil steady at 67.16, May down 2 to 66.89. Meanwhile, April gas down a cent to 2.16, May steady also at 2.16. Let's check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one. The Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 404, April 407, May 410, new crop 392. Cash beans 918, April 923, May 928, new crop 920. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 420, April 422, May 428, and new crop 401.5. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn 422, April 424, new crop 402. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash corn 402, new crop 401. Cash beans 923, new crop 935. Allied Cooperative Blair cash corn 412, new crop 401. Cash beans 918, new crop 920. Red Wing Grains cash corn 427, April 433, May 436, new crop 412, cash beans 965, April 969, May 971, and new crop 952. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound cash corn 398, April 402, new crop 394, cash beans 924, new crop 938. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 190 to 216, Holstein fed cattle 169 to 186, market cows 100 to 139, bulls 148 to 170, calves 520 to 1235, beef steers 275 to 460, Holstein steers 222 to 303. Sheep markets, market lambs 245 and down, light lambs 370 and down, ewes 145 and down, rams 115 and down, goat markets, does 160 and down, bucks 155 and down. Meanwhile, at Zumbrota, feeder lambs sold from 100 to 325, fed lambs 100 to 212, and ewes 75 to 110. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, boys, I hate to leave good company, but my baby just called me on the phone. From the sound of her voice, I simply have no choice. I left something turned on at home. Well, I just put a quarter in the jukebox, and it ain't halfway through my favorite song. But if I don't leave right now, my whole place might burn down. 'Cause I left something turned on at home. It ain't the stove, it ain't the heater. She's hotter and a whole lot sweeter. And all day long, she's been there alone. Right now, her arms are open. Is a problem smoking, 'cause I left something turned on at home.
But if it's too late, I'll take it to go. Boys, I gotta run for somebody, calls 911. 'Cause I left something turned on and on. It ain't the stove, it ain't the heater. She's hotter and a whole lot sweeter. And all day long, she's been there alone. Right now, her arms are open. The house is a problem. I left something turned on at home. Right now her arms are open. The house is a problem smoking. 'Cause I left something turned on at home. Yeah, I left something turned.
Think about it. Looks like to me you're feeling kind of crowded. You're not looking for anything permanent here. So my rodeo's packed and it's in goodbye gear. So I shot down to the Longhorn Diner. Her sister works there and she'd know where to find her. She said you not hear this from me. All I'll say is mama's got that place out in Monterey. Oh, how fast can I go? Gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off with my heart. I've gotta let her know. Meet the girl in that little red rodeo. Texas plates, candy apple red rodeo. Two towns back, I showed your and the gas station man just started to laugh. She said I might see you in this old bucket of rust and said good luck boy, just follow that cloud of dust. Oh, how fast can I go? Gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off with my heart. I've gotta let her know. Meet the girl in that little red rodeo. Texas braids. It took her leaving just to get it through my head. She's the one and only, it's over, that's it. I'm committed, I'm in love, and I'm desperate. She's a good ways gone, but I'm closing the gap. If I have to, I'll chase her clear across the map. Oh, how fast can I go? Gotta catch that little red rodeo.
Music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Well, life ain't all that easy. I can testify to that. It's been up and down and round and round to get to where I'm at. See how I'm living in this old car I drive. Well, you'd probably wonder and even ponder why I even wanna stay alive. So give me one more shot. I'll give it all I've got. Let me open my eyes to a new sunrise, I pray. Give me one more chance. I'll learn to dance and dance. I'm satisfied just being alive. Give me one more day. Well, I could complain about taxes or the weather we're having today. Go on and on about things that are wrong from New York to L.A. But that's just not my nature. Sit around feeling sad. We're only here for a while, so why not smile? Hey, living ain't all that bad. So give me one more shot. I'll give it all I got. Let me open my eyes to a new sunrise, I pray. Give me one more chance. I'll learn to dance the dance. Satisfied just being alive. Give me one more day. When I look around, there's lots of folks worse off than me. So I just thank the good Lord and ask Him, please give me one more shot. I'll give it all I've got. Let me open my eyes to a new sunrise, I pray. And give me one more chance. I learned to dance again. Well, I'm satisfied just being alive. Give me one more day. I'm satisfied just being alive. Give me one more day. Give me one more shot. I'll give it all I got. Give me one more day. Show me the way. And give me one more day. Give me one more shot.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning, Lydia Underdahl. She is with the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad. Had a chance to talk with Lydia during the Alsivia grand opening of their new grain terminal here in Hager City. We're going to talk a little bit about the terminal from the railroad's perspective. And I am a train guy, so, you know, this is kind of cool. I already volunteered to drive the Alsivia's locomotive here in their rail yard, but they told me I couldn't do that. Maybe Lydia will let me do that. But anyway, Lydia, thanks for joining us. This facility, what does this mean for the railroad? Tell us how this is going to help the railroad out.
Yeah, BNSF's excited to partner with Alsivia, and I think this is another example of us continuing to show our dedication to providing safe and efficient service to national and international markets for our customers like Alsivia and to American farmers. We handle more agricultural products than any other U.S. railroad, and we've partnered with American grain producers for over 170 years. So our extensive network is a significant advantage to Alsivia. We're excited about this partnership. We'll be able to provide year-round access to destinations across U.S. and Mexico and ensure efficient service to national and international markets. So helping American farmers remain globally competitive.
So, you know, they've already sold, I think, 13 trains. That's what they told us. And a train is 110 cars. So now BNSF, huge railroad. So, and I realize that, you know, 110 cars probably doesn't seem like a lot, but it seems like a lot to me. Are there enough cars for them?
Yeah, so they'll be a part of what we call our grain shuttle service. So this is a highly efficient, cost-effective service that really optimizes grain transportation to and from the facility. So they're dedicated shuttle trains. These operate with minimal stops, which enable rapid turnaround times, which again increases that efficiency for farmers.
So I guess I'm going to pretend I'm Elsevia, and maybe you can tell me how it works. So I'm Elsevia, and it's like, well, we've got to get another train out of here. We got to empty out our storage. So I call you. So describe the process of how, when you get the call, and how the cars get here.
Yeah, it's constant communication, as you can imagine, and planning between BNSF, our customers, to ensure that seamless loading and unloading time. So farmers work quickly. BNSF works just as quickly, particularly during harvest, to make sure that we can get grain to its destination within a few days. So before a shuttle reaches its destination, we already know the next loading point. And that really helps, that constant communication really helps ensure that we have continuous movement and we're maximizing efficiency.
So how, you know, okay, there's 110 cars here. You're not sending some people may not realize this. You're not sending just a locomotive to pull those 110 cars. That shuttle train might be coming by, and now you guys know to stop, and you just add on those 110 cars?
Yeah, these are dedicated shuttle trains, so these will be dedicated to the Elsevia site.
So, okay, so, and then they'll go to wherever they need to go, mm-hmm. And will that train be bringing in empty cars to replace the full cars, or is it just going to be the locomotive coming up?
Yeah, the empty cars will be brought into the facility to be loaded, and then we'll haul that loaded train away.
And then you'll haul it away. Talking with Lydia Underdahl, she's with the BNSF. And so, Lydia, I know that there's a lot of times the Elsevia works with three Class 1 railroads, so there might be times you have to kind of, okay, these cars have to go over to this place, but that's going to be on a different line or whatever. So then you guys work together with the other railroads to kind of coordinate all of that?
So my understanding is this facility, because it's a shuttle facility, it will be origin to destination. So this entire unit train will start at Elsevia and will have a single destination.
Now, I understand that the cars are having RFID tags put on them. Tell us about the person getting the grain will know what's exactly in each car. Is that something that is new to railroads?
Yeah, so I apologize. I don't know enough about the RFID program, but certainly implementing technology is a big part of how we're increasing safety, how we're increasing efficiency on the railroad.
It's just amazing how quickly you're going to be able to do this. Now, they're having to make, they own, I guess, the spur, if you want to call that. And the train will be able to come from either direction to, depending on where we're going?
That's my understanding, yeah.
That's amazing, and this is dedicated towards Elsevia, but obviously you work with a lot of other companies. Is this about the typical type of facility that the railroad works with?
So our shuttle network, you know, it's typical to have a facility of a larger size to be able to fill an entire train, right, an entire unit train in one facility. So this is certainly, you know, brand new and a wonderful facility and great new technology to help that loading and unloading happen faster than ever. But this is a pretty typical grain shuttle facility for our network.
How important is it from the railroad standpoint that they can load that whole train in 10 hours?
It certainly increases efficiency on both ends, right, for the railroad and the customer.
It's going to be amazing, and I can't wait to see the first train pull in. I'm hoping that they're going to have something for that, because I want to see how this all works as well, but just loading it up. That's Lydia Underdahl. She's with Burlington Northern Santa Fe. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
That big spring storm that had primarily most of the precipitation to our south continues to move off to the east today. that will bring us some dry and warmer conditions in our ag weather forecast as sunshine is expected today. Now, there will be another chance of showers and storms beginning to move in on Friday and into the last half of the weekend. Sunny today, highs 43 to 48, relative humidities at 31 to 36%. Northwest winds at 5 to 10. We'll see about 11 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 27 to 32. Relative humidities at 85 to 90%. South winds at 7 to 12. For Friday, partly sunny, a slight chance of afternoon rain. Highs 49 to 54. Southwest winds at 6 to 11, shifting to the northwest. We'll see about 7 hours of sunshine. For Saturday, becoming mostly sunny. Highs 40 to 45. Sunday, mostly cloudy. Rain mixing with snow. Highs 45 to 50. For Monday, partly sunny, another chance of snow, highs 40 to 45. For Tuesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain and snow, highs 45 to 50. Wednesday, partly sunny, highs 45 to 50.
Everybody in your crew identifies as either Big Mac Burger, McNuggets, or McCrispy Sandwich, but you're the Filet-O-Fish Sandwich all day. That crispy fish, that savory tartar sauce, that melty cheese, that pillowy bun. Yeah, you get it. Every time.
Right now, hurry in and get two Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6 and pair it with a refreshing Sprite. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Instead of raising rabbits in a hutch, put them in a wire cage right on the ground. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Bunnies browse the fresh edibles, and it'll save you money in feed costs as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
If you raise rabbits, put them out on pasture so they can have all the fresh greens they want. Keep them in a wire cage on the ground and move it at least once a day. They'll eat just about anything, but alfalfa is high in protein. Diane Javera is an organic livestock specialist with the Maine Organic Farmers and Gardeners Association. She says rabbits raised on pasture in a rotational grazing system produce quality meat that's higher in omega-3 fatty acids. Another benefit is the savings in feed costs, but it also depends on your objectives and how fast you want them to grow.
If you're trying to do things with the least amount of cost possible, they can get a fair amount of their diet from just feeding them the pasture in the summertime. But if you want them to grow faster and you want to spend more money, you would feed them pellets too. If you're trying to raise an animal that's more on vegetables and pasture, then they're not going to grow as fast.
One thing that all rabbits do quickly is dig holes. To keep them from becoming wild hares, Shavera says you can put a floor in the cage, but it has to be constructed so the bunnies can still nibble the grass the way they prefer.
Joel Salatin, who's a big proponent of pasture-raised animals in general, his son came up with a structure that's got strips of wood in it that go the length of the house. so that when you pull it, it doesn't scrunch down all the grass. Rabbits like to eat the grass from the tip down, so when it's all bent over, they don't seem to like it as much.
It's a good idea to have electric fencing around the cages to discourage any predators looking for a rabbit dinner. Learn more about raising rabbits on pasture at livingthecountrylife.com.